This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship Salem Media Group stations here in Tampa, Florida, across the country, as we are a nationally syndicated show distributed by the Genesis Communications Network on the Westwood One XDS satellite. And we are heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers too, as well as our 911 dispatchers, thank you for the great job you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the security folks, the construction job workers, as well as our truck stop waitresses and our convenience store clerks, thank you for what you do. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free gun a day giveaway, and find out what a USCCA membership can do for you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And during the break, we just found out that today is the 30th anniversary of the shuttle, Space Shuttle Challenger, having the accident that it had. It went up at 11:38 in the morning on the 28th of January.
Time does fly real fast, doesn't it?
Wow. Isn't that something? 1988.
Wow. Wow, I was right.
Yep. And they got a picture here of the seven astronauts and remembering it. So that's something that, if nothing else, I think NASA will celebrate that. But keep them in your thoughts and prayers today, folks. Now, we were talking about what's going on in the great world in which we live. We talked about the Philippines to begin with and then brought some other things into the mix. But the U.S. envoy is now claiming that there's significant progress in the talks with the Taliban.
Exactly. And that Zalmay Khalilzad, who is the leader of this envoy, has returned to Afghanistan to talk with, Ghani, mm-hmm. The Afghan president, over these talks. Now, remember, Afghanistan's not even allowed in these talks.
Right.
But where the talks really are is nothing is going to get anywhere until the United States and any other allied nations remove their forces from Afghanistan. That's the stipulation. So there are several other issues, but that's the big one.
Mm.
So the bigger question then becomes, will that happen, or is there some kind of a gesture that country after country after country would slowly leave Afghanistan, hoping that these talks with the Taliban prove to be fruitful? But now we don't know where it really is, where the Taliban
mm-hmm.
Have decided to fight against Al-Qaeda or any other group, Haqqani and, any of the others that are there. So, I'm not even sure I know necessarily why this has become such great news, but I think there was 6 days worth of talks And this is the result. So I think they're trotting on back over to Ghani in Afghanistan saying, okay, this is where we are. And what he says is to agree or not agree, we don't know.
Well, we need to talk about the border, and we'll talk about it in a couple of different ways here. First of all, President Trump is asking the Democrats for the end of the catch-and-release program, where thousands of criminals have been released to the public. And he's saying that if the Democrats insist on maintaining the policy, then he's asking that the catch-and-release program be released into Democratic states. But there's been no talks on that point. Gee, I wonder why.
Well, apparently they're supposed to begin immediately, whether that's today or tomorrow or not, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, will Miss Hillary let everybody go on Thursday? You know, she canceled any sessions for a three-day weekend. So we don't know whether she's going to allow any kind of talks today or not.
Little Miss Hillary.
Did I say Hillary? I mean, yeah. Nancy?
Yeah.
Nancy.
Okay. Now, also, the president and the government's been trying to hire 15,000 Border Patrol and ICE agents to fill in and do what needs to be done on the border because we don't have a barrier in a lot of places, so you need to have bodies and boots on the ground. Drones will not stop anybody. They'll just tell you where they're at, but they won't stop anybody. So, as a result, we have the military down there. Looks like they're going to be there a while if they need to have 15,000 people.
Well, yeah, it was extended through from DHS's request to the Department of Defense. So I think that it was extended to September of this year. What number of the military, we don't know. I know some have come back because their assignments was to add the concertina wire and several other things.
Yeah, the engineers.
At least now. Here's the other thing: Would you join Border Patrol if you know that you are one of the agencies when there's a government shutdown that doesn't get paid? That's not going to help for recruiting, is it?
No, not at all. And they need to.
Okay.
And again, we've talked about this. Now, first of all, they need to take the Coast Guard and put them back where they were, back in the DOD or under the Department of Treasury, one or the other.
Well, they don't belong in the Department of Treasury, but
no, but that's where they were at one time. All right, well, hold on. Here comes the music. All right, Denise and I will talk about that because this is part of the problem. We got the people in an agency that's critical that can be shut down, and, oh, gosh, then they don't get paid for a month. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To find out more and to get that chance to win that free gun a day giveaway, all you got to do is go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. And boom, a window will drop down. It will tell you, do you want to register for the free gun day giveaway? You put in your name, your telephone number, your email address, and that gets you in. And then while you're there, check out becoming a member, because you can get $474 worth of free stuff in doing so, and also get that great concealed carry magazine, which offers you all kinds of savings along the way. And it's a very beneficial and useful magazine with all the different comments that are written in there by all the different great authors they have. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, according to the New York Times, the U.S. is pushing their allies to turn away from Chinese tech.
Good.
Okay, and why?
Well, I mean, we've got two companies. We've got Huawei and ZTE. Remember, it was last week that I had mentioned in my article that ZTE was the one that had created that social card, the fatherland card.
Yes.
In China and Venezuela under Chavez and later under Maduro had partnered and has a very close relationship with China because they got first right refusal on the oil. But nonetheless, they put in that fatherland card in Venezuela. And so it's very much like what Facebook does. And China does. They virtually track the activities, every single activity of their citizens. Now, Huawei is the one that is accused of violating U.S. sanctions with Iran. And we have the CEO, the woman from Huawei that is in house detention, I think, in Vancouver after being arrested. So,
right.
Yeah, we don't want any part of Huawei, and we don't want any part of ZTE in the United States. And the Pentagon has quit using any of that, except your cell phones. See if your cell phones are made by ZTE, if they are.
Might be time to get a new one.
Well, you might want to make your own decision, but, you know, certainly do some research on ZTE and make your choices accordingly. So for the United States to be telling other allied countries, friendly countries to the United States, to do the same that the United States has done with Huawei and ZTE, I think is a very good move.
Okay, and with that being said, let's see, was there a car? Oh, I know who it was. It was the electric car carrier. What the heck's his name? The one that makes the electric cars. They had the plant in China. Oh, shoot. You know the one I'm talking about? Doggone it.
No.
The guy that's in the news all the time was going to declare bankruptcy with the electric cars, blah, 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 blah. I can't think of it. But anyway, he was going to put in a big plant there in China, and all of a sudden he's backed away.
Good.
Yeah, so.
Good. We're not doing this. There's too many other countries, least of which I would say would be some of those in Latin America, so we can stop some of this caravan nonsense, right?
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of the caravan, let's now talk a little bit about Venezuela, because there's another player that's come into the game here. The Pope. He has made a statement through his representatives that he's going to seek peace in Venezuela. And he says that he's not going to pick sides. He's just got to get the talk started.
Well, here's the thing. In the last day that Honduran, those that have stayed, they're protesting against Maduro. In fact, thousands of people took to the streets just yesterday protesting his inauguration. The police had to use tear gas. And they put cars tires on fire and blocking key highways to the capital. And so what did the police do? Well, there were people that were gassed and beaten with, police sticks and whatnot. So, Now, we have this other U.S.-backed person, Guaido,
mm-hmm.
Has also been endorsed by the Organization for American States.
Which is 14 countries, right?
In Latin America.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So the big question is, how are they going to get Maduro out of there? Well, I would say that the United States has probably gone to the Organization of American States, the leadership in Latin America, and said, hey, I don't care if it's your military, I don't care if it's your police, I don't care if it's your whatever, but just be prepared that things go sideways, much more than they already are. There may have to be some physical removal of Maduro. Where he would necessarily go? Iran, Cuba,
I'd say Cuba because he'd still be in the hemisphere.
Ecuador, mm-hmm. Nicaragua.
Well, yeah, no, there's a good one, Ecuador, yeah.
Okay, so as a result, a lot of people don't know this, I mentioned it on your show last week, mm-hmm. is that the paramilitary organization in Russia is called Wagner Group.
Mm-hmm.
And, those guys get kind of dispatched all over the world. Well, Putin, he sent in an estimated 400 of his paramilitary guys of the Wagner Group into Venezuela last week to apparently protect Maduro.
Right. They're the buffer. Mm-hmm.
So, they're militants.
Right.
So, what happens? We send Mike Pompeo to the UN Security Council, I think on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
where he made a compelling argument for getting rid of Maduro.
Yep.
So, and of course, Russia's going, hey, there's nothing wrong with this cat. Everything's great and wonderful. Shame on the United States for even suggesting that he leave. You know, this could be considered an act of war.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean... okay, then what are you doing? What are you doing in Venezuela?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cool with 3 million people leaving, and you're cool with, you know, the inflation at 3 billion%? Are you good with that? You know, Moscow, what the heck?
Well, remember, they're getting a military base there somewhere.
Well, the Venezuelan, the top military representative, the top military representative in Venezuela, apparently is backing the United States. So, how long they stay at that job will be interesting.
Yeah, and whether or not he's got any support behind him, because this Guaido was asking the military to step behind him, get behind him.
Yeah, apparently that is not necessarily happening. If it was, then Putin wouldn't have had to send in his 400 thugs.
All right, now the name I couldn't remember was Elon Musk.
Oh, Elon. Oh, Mr. Elon.
Yeah, and he decided after a while here that he wasn't going to build that big plant in China.
Good.
Yeah, so he backed out of it.
Well, the big question is Apple.
Yeah.
All the iPhones are made there.
Right. Matter of fact, what's the little laptop there? I'm sorry, the little tablet. Is it Lenovo?
I have no idea what tablets are made there.
All right. Well,
pretty much everything we touch.
Yeah, a lot of electronic stuff comes from there. You might want to take a look at what you got and see where it was made. The name might not dictate what you think it is, because it could be something different. And I may have misspoken on the name, but look and see where it's made. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to do business with China.
Not if we can help it. Okay, so North Korea and South Korea are still talking to each other, and we're trying to talk to North Korea. And realistically, I believe we now know that North Korea may have another installation or two that's got, they're still operational. Is that correct?
Yep.
And so North Korea is not getting rid of all of their nukes until they realize or understand that they're not being threatened by anybody?
Right.
Okay, so how many years is that going to take?
Good question. We shall see when the next summit happens, which allegedly is, what, Vietnam?
Yeah, in about another 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. We shall see.
I don't know where exactly we're going in Vietnam, do you?
No, but that's... Wait a minute.
Da Nang, I think it was Da Nang.
Yeah, but we're not supposed to necessarily know that. That may be a head fake.
Okay, all right, because I thought somebody told me... Da Nang, but then again...
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
That's just because they had put it out there, but, you know, it could be a head fake. I mean, this is a major security issue.
Okay, well, here comes the music. We got to go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel.
All right,
thank you. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Trot on over there and sign up for her great stuff and find out what's going on when it's going on. You won't have to wait for me to tell you. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillers.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillers.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials say the president is continuing to threaten to shut down the federal government again or declare a national emergency to get funding for his border wall. Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells CNN's State of the Union that holding federal workers hostage is a bad idea.
I don't think shutdowns are good leverage. It's a lesson I've certainly learned in my time here that there's been two shutdowns since the time I've been there, and the aggressor in neither one was the winner. I think it's important to separate the tactics from the goal and the policy aim, and what the president wants is not unreasonable. It's a fraction of what Democrats have voted for in the past, and more importantly, I think, is achieving border security is the key that unlocks the door to doing other things on immigration that he's expressed a willingness to do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news here in the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And I'll tell you what, for those of you out there that are spinning your wheels doing what you're doing, you're not sure what to do next, you want to listen to what's coming up here because I got a great opportunity for you to make a lot of money with a little bit of training and just a little helping hand to get along. Here you go.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. One up in Massachusetts, in Concord, Massachusetts, and just outside Boston, I might add, and the other down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. You can go online and look at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Now, here's why. Schedule an appointment for a tour at National Aviation Academy. What do you got to lose? Nothing. And oh, by the way,
in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-demand, paying job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. It's just that simple. You can start out making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year right here in the United States, depending on who you go to work for. A lot more money is being doled out now because this is a job that they are looking for people right away. I mean, people to hit the ground running, working, and this is something that carries a lot of weight. This is a very important job in the aircraft industry, I might add. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That number again is 800-659-2080. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. Well, Miami Herald is out with a story today. Actually, it was out yesterday, Sunday's paper, that said, give the Trump plan a chance to let veterans get care from private doctors a try. It goes on to say, in a new approach, building on a law enacted last year called the Mission Act, it should also help focus the VHA on its most important function, treating the often serious and unusual ailments that stem directly from military services. Now, as it is, 59% of the current unique VHA patients do not have a service-connected disability, which is why we've got the backlog in the hospitals. Think about that for a second. 59% of the patients do not have a service-connected disability. And veterans groups are still being left in the dark over how the sweeping law coming up. The VA press secretary has said, shifting potentially billions of dollars from veterans care to private medical facilities, are still being left in the dark as to just exactly how that's going to happen. And we are too, for that matter, because even the media, the press, is not being told exactly what's in line here, which, to me, doesn't make any sense unless, of course, they don't know what they're doing. Now, the Army Times is reporting a fake deployment letter, which is now urging friends and families to make a payment in order to contact their loved ones overseas, making the rounds on base at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Now, over the weekend, I got a call from a friend of mine at Fort Benning that told me the same thing was going on there. So you folks listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB in Carrollton, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, you know what I'm talking about. You've got to be careful. You've got to be careful. And, okay, thanks, Steve, has just sent me something. We talked about the brand Lenovo, and I thought I heard it was made in China, but I couldn't be sure, wasn't positive. And he just sent me something here from Wikipedia. I'll see if it opens, but in the meantime, I'll continue doing what I was doing. Okay, what is this here? Lenovo was founded in Beijing in November of 1984 as Legend, as was incorporated in Hong Kong in 88. Lenovo was acquired by IBM's personal computer business in 2005, agreed to acquire the Intel-based server business until 2014. Lenovo entered the smartphone market in 2012. 2014 was the largest vendor of smartphones in mainland China. Lenovo acquired the mobile phone handset Motorola Mobility from Google. Okay, thanks, Steve. So it sounds like Lenovo may have been Chinese at one time, but they're not anymore. And Al is telling me it's 39 degrees up in Nebraska. And he said Tuesday it's going down to 3 below 0. Well, better you than me, Al. Better you than me. We've got cold enough temperatures here. Thank you very much. Now, getting back to a couple more things here. Because right now, the Navy is denying any claim linked to the contaminated water at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, which I find astounding. I know people, and you probably do too, that served there as Marines, that have come down with all kinds of ailments, and they believe it was the contaminated groundwater. As a matter of fact, there was some studies done that actually said that, but then they were reversed by other studies. So who's right? Who's right? Well, I guess we're going to find out, because there will be another series of lawsuits coming out of that, by the looks of what I'm looking at. By the way, in the Air Force, 2019, the Aviation Bonus Program is going to offer mobility, special operations, and unmanned aircraft pilots more money, and the option of a shorter service commitment as well. How about that? And the Marines, their 2020 budget, is going to prioritize near-term readiness and upgrades for the high-end fight, which to that I say that's all good. Also, reports of violence and unmet goals persist at a National Guard-run military academy near Camp Pendleton, right on the military reservation south of the ocean front, because during the 22 weeks at the Commonwealth Charlie NG Youth Academy, run by the National Guard, students get to go to classes, sleep in barracks built in the 30s, wake up before dawn, and battle through brutal physical training. But there's been a lot of problems there. A lot of problems there. And I hate to hear that kind of stuff when it comes to the kids. So we'll just wait and see what happens with the information that's coming out. By the way, the VA has misled vets on the non-VA emergency care. There's a lawsuit out there right now. Veterans who flooded the Department of Veterans Affairs with reimbursement claims for private sector emergency care in the wake of their appeals court victory in the Staub case have been getting misinformation from the VA that likely discourages them from appealing wrongly denied claims or from supplying the VA with follow-up documents to complete their claims. You have any more questions? You need to contact the people that have that lawsuit. I don't see a legal firm here. But I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find out about what it is, those of you that are involved. And today is the 30th anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger going down. 11:38 in the morning, when it left the skies for good. Today that a lot of us remember, myself in particular. Now, I didn't see it, but within a minute or two of it happening and hearing about it on the radio, I pulled over and I had a television, one of those little dash televisions. I don't know, they're about 3 or 4 or 5 inches around. I turned it on and I saw everything I needed to see. It was, what a shock. Those people never knew what hit them, but it is what it is. Okay, we're coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, got some money questions for him because it looks like it's going to be a good day, and I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You know, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. You can get a great rate with a personal touch. Ask about insurance for more than just your car, because your local GEICO office can also help you find coverage for almost anything you own. Now, they offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your GEICO insurance agency. GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, and I'm one of them. By the way, go to geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com to report a claim, schedule an appointment, or get your great estimate on your new GEICO policy. Okay, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Today is the 30th anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger going down.
I'm trying to remember exactly where I was at that point. It's 30 years?
30 years.
I'm trying to go, okay.
Yep. Now, I was on the highway somewhere. I don't know where. I was coming back to the fire station from something I was doing. I don't remember what. I had the flight car, and I just had to pull over and just go, whoa, what did I just hear?
Oh, okay, I'm trying to remember. It was exactly, well,
11:38 in the morning.
Okay. I'm trying to remember. I thought it was a little bit. I thought it was like 30. I thought I was going to say 32 years. All right, 30 years. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, that's what they just got done. When I just saw it, when it just popped up on my screen, cool. It's kind of something that's been forgotten about unless you're with NASA. And there's nothing to forget about. It's always going to be on people's minds. Now, the president and the government are back doing business again, and it looks like as if with the economy over, that business is going to pick up here because I'm watching the stock market, which is not really going to give me a great idea here, but I'm watching the stock market. It's down a little bit, but it's not down that much to where it's a big problem, as far as what I can see. But then again, what do I know?
Well, you can't wait at the stock market in regards to anything that's going on with the government shutdown. I mean, it was two disconnected things over that period of time. People knew that the government was going to open up eventually, and then, you know, everything kind of, the money flows, and then everything works out just fine. But, I think people are taking a look at what was achieved by this government shutdown, and pretty much nothing. I think that it wasn't played properly. I think Republicans as a whole, they don't work well together. You go do this, whether it be this government shutdown or whether it be repeal and replace with Obamacare. Both things that they should have rallied and worked together, got things done, and came together as a group ahead of time, they weren't able to do. From what I'm hearing right now, we don't even have a State of the Union address.
Mm-hmm. No, not yet. Mm-mm.
So, this is, Donald
although Trump, I've been told the date is February the 5th, but we'll see.
Oh, okay. Well, push that back. Donald Trump puts the odds of any sort of agreement in regards to the border at less than 50-50. I don't know. Does anybody, do you think he's going to shut the government down again?
No, I don't. And here's what I think is going to happen. I think this time around on the 16th, we'll have a state of emergency. Immediately, the Democrats will challenge it. You know that. But then it will be challenged back. There'll be a shot back by the Trump administration. Then they'll sit
to the courts.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And then what they'll do is it'll wind up on a fast track to the Supreme Court of the United States because we are talking about declaring an emergency at our border.
Yeah, we'll see. That's the thing, is how fast it can work its way through the court system.
Mm-hmm.
So, and meanwhile, you still got, thousands and thousands of people that are, streaming towards the border and got a major issue on our hands. So, I, again, nothing really solved right now. It's not a good position to be in.
Yeah, and I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And by the way, his website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. So we need 15,000 border agents. Did you hear that one?
15,000 additional? I thought they have openings.
They have openings, and they're trying to hire 15,000 border agents. We've actually hired 2,700 in the past 4 years since we've been trying to add more Border Patrol agents and ICE agents. Now, this is why we have all the military down on the border right now, because they're filling the gap.
Yeah, well, you'd rather not use the military down there, but I'd rather use the military there than have them been, all over the world.
I agree.
Obviously going to have to fill the gaps, but even still, the military that are down there, they, are limited with what they can do. They cannot utilize weapons or anything like that. And you've got people down there that the reality is there's much, it's almost like the whole situation we had with Cuba, where if the Cubans made their way across from, into Florida, as soon as they hit land, they were pretty much given asylum.
Mm-hmm.
It's not they're given asylum.
Yeah, they had the 1 foot standing rule or something like that.
Well, that was for Cuba. But the reality is that they get over the wall and they get here. All they need to do is to get here, and then they turn themselves into Border Patrol automatically because then they're put into some sort of facility for a certain period of time,
mm-hmm.
and then they're let go. And does anybody think that these people are coming back for their court date?
I don't. Do you?
Yeah, well, no. That's why they're turning themselves in, because they know how it's going to work out, how it's going to happen. So the whole system in of itself is not working well. I've heard we sent some of these asylum seekers back and put them back in Mexico, but for the most part, it's overwhelmed. That we don't have enough that we can handle this.
Hmm. Okay, and folks, we are talking to Chris Markowski. Now, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, go over there, take a look at it, see all the different things that he's up to, and take advantage of a lot of the information that's over there, too. Let's talk about the tug-of-war that's going on. Now, everybody that was on furlough, all these government workers, are supposed to get their paycheck back pay either this week or next. Have you heard that? I have.
Oh, they're going to get their money. There's no doubt about that. I mean, they never always do that. Whenever there's a government shutdown, I don't know when they're going to get it. But no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're going to get paid.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, you think it'll be sooner rather than later. I'd hate to think that we're going to stretch this out another 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, I doubt it. I mean, again, I mean, how many paychecks were missed?
Three.
No, I don't think it was three.
35 days.
Yeah, but they got the first round.
The military missed two checks, and some of the civilians missed three.
Mm-hmm. They're going to get paid. Right. They shouldn't be worried about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you just talked about the State of the Union message. How about the federal judge up in your way in New York that ruled against the Trump administration's attempt to restore a citizenship question on the 2020 census, even though 66% of Americans think the U.S. Census should ask respondents whether or not they're U.S. citizens. I have no problem with that.
Man, you find the right court, you're going to find the right judge to rule on something. This is why, you know, the Supreme Court matters. And these are things that are going to move on to that level without
doubt.
Well,
he's appealed a decision. I don't know who he's appealed it to or where it's going.
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to work its way up the chain without a doubt.
All right. But we got a lot of things going on here, because if the Democrats don't like it, they're going to sue, right?
That's how it works in a lot of these things. They'll find the right judge, and you're gonna try to put a stop to stuff. You know, I don't understand what's the matter with the Republicans and Trump administration. Why not sue in regards to sanctuary cities and force these governors and
I agree.
And people to actually.
Did you see the Fox program last night with Brian Kilmeade?
No.
All right. It's a one-hour show. You need to get a hold of some of the audio from that, because that show last night, he had Governor Greg Abbott. He had the attorney general down there, some people affected on the border. It'll definitely, if you're paying any attention at all to what's going on, it'll wake you up to what the problems are down along that border, especially in Texas.
Oh, I think everybody's aware that there's enormous problems there. But, you know, Matt, I've been seeing this all along. Okay, what is the point behind having a wall and all this stuff if people are going to eventually? Yeah, it's going to slow people down. But then if you get here and people are going to find their way to get over here in some way, shape, matter, or form, they're told that, oh, I can go to New York City and get free health care. I can go to California and it's a sanctuary state now. So, you know, there's a disconnect here. You know, these states are doing what they want. These municipalities are doing what they want. And they need to be brought to bear.
Well, the president's asked to have the catch and release program discontinued, because that's still in effect. But got to run. We'll catch you on your radio show, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Go over to watchdogonwallstreet.com to find out where his program is played and when you can hear it. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. I'm coming right back. Frank Silvato is due after the top of the hour news.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
He got Obama fall!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.